Hello, it's your friend, your sis, your girl, your chica, and your amiga in the gospel. Lyric, the Lyrical Miracle McCree. What's up? How are you guys? Thank you for coming to my podcast. It's Real Talk with Lyric McCree. And I am ready for the subject of doing it God's way. A Christian approach to parenting. Now, let me just start with my disclaimer. I don't have it all together. I don't know it all. I don't profess to know it all. I can just share with you what I have learned in my journey of parenting, foster parenting in particular. But she will be adopted soon, so I don't really like to just keep saying she's my foster child because she's been my child for a long time and I've known it. But I say foster just because she is still in foster placement until a couple of weeks from now, and then we will be on our journey to adoption. So I am super ready to get into it and talk about doing it God's way. Parenting it's a profound and rewarding journey. It's filled with moments of joy, challenges, and growth. And, you know, I have had my moments where they all seem like, I don't want to do this. Like, no matter how much joy, how many challenges, how much was involved, I just was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I just don't want to do this. And I really feel like the Lord literally changed my mind. I had a daughter when I was 30, and she passed away very young. And after that, I just never desired to have a child beyond that point. And so when I became a foster parent, although I went through the process because my particular agency, they go through the adoption process right when you start to foster, so that if you want to adopt, you don't have to start from the beginning. Like, the paperwork, the interview, like, everything is pretty much already done just in case you want to do it. And so it helps to expedite the process, which I think is really good. So that's what they did with me. But in my mind, I was like, yeah, no. I just am that type of person where I just felt like I never wanted to be responsible for anybody's life. Like, it's such an awesome and humongous responsibility for someone's life to be literally in your hands. And I think my process was always, because I grew up in a dysfunctional family with a slew of issues. And in turn, I ended up going through some really horrific things. And it shaped me in such a way where I just felt like I don't ever want to have a child. Ever. For one, I was afraid. I was afraid that my issues would become their issues, and somehow I would end up taking out my anger and frustration and disappointment on them. And because I love children, because I love people, but I love children in particular. And I just never wanted to be that person where you have had so much happen to you that you just don't know how you may respond in certain situations. And I was just always afraid. And I let the enemy convince me that I just couldn't do it. And then, you know, the Lord showed me something different. And here I am. And so I just feel like as Christian parents, we are called to a higher purpose, to raise our children in the ways of the Lord. You know, we have to nurture their faith, their character, their relationship with God. And this calling is both a privilege and a responsibility. And we strive to model Christ's love and teachings in our homes and in our communities, but sometimes we miss the mark. And so I wanted to explore the principles and practices of Christian parenting and draw from the wisdom from the Bible and my own experiences. So I want to discuss like how to build a foundation of faith in our children, you know, nurture their spiritual growth, model Christ-like behavior, because sometimes I don't, and discipline with love and navigate the challenges and the trials of parenthood with grace and wisdom. Because our goal ultimately is to, equip and encourage our children on their Christian journey. We want to offer practical advice, biblical insights, and heartfelt encouragement. So whether you are a new parent or you've been on this journey for years, I really hope that you're inspired and encouraged to embrace your role with faith, hope, love, and trust in God's guidance and provision every step of the way. It's not easy, but it is possible. And I'm a living witness. Like, I am literally a living witness, because I never fathomed that in a million years that I would be anybody's mom. Like, I just didn't. I really, really didn't think that that would be my position. And so I'm grateful that the Lord has entrusted me with the responsibility, the gift, the love. Because that is one thing I said today. My daughter, her love is so unconditional, because even when I'm not feeling my best, and certainly I'm not exhibiting my best, she just seems to always be her. Like, no matter what, she's just herself. Like, she's just always loving. She's happy. She's joyful. She's really, really a different kind of child. Like, there's something so unique and so wonderful about her. And I'm really grateful that the Lord gave her to me, because he knew that I needed that. There are times when I don't even want to deal with myself, if I can just be honest. I'm just like, everybody leave me alone. I wish I could leave me alone, because I just feel awful. And my baby will just do something or say something, and she doesn't even talk yet, because she has developmental delays. But the things that she does say, boy, oh boy, they carry so much weight. I was sitting here, I would say like 2 or 3 days ago, and I was literally like just kind of leaning over my knees, just kind of elbows on knees and leaning forward and just feeling whatever I was feeling. And my baby just walks over to me and she says, "Happy? Happy." Like, she literally bent down so she could see my eyes, because I had my head down. And for those of you who know that with a lot of autistic children, they don't really make eye contact, but my baby makes eye contact with me. It takes her a while to make eye contact with other people. A long time, but not with me. She literally just kind of squatted down and looked up at me, and she said, "Happy, happy, happy." And each time she said it with a different inflection and different intonation. And before I knew it, I was sitting straight up and I was actually starting to feel happy. I was starting to feel happy because she said it so much. And she sounded like she was so happy when she said it. Until it just made me feel happiness. And I just thank the Lord for that. I really do, because I knew that it was him. And I just knew that he was using her to do it. And it just really gave me faith that what he has called me to, he will help me through it. And he will even use her at times to do it. And so that's one of the things I wanted to talk about was faith when we're raising our children. When we're talking about parenting them. Because faith plays a foundational role in shaping our parenting, our principles for Christians. It provides a framework for understanding the purpose of parenting. And then it also helps to provide a framework for understanding the nature of children, the values and behaviors that parents are to seek and instill in their children. So some of the key ways that I believe faith shapes our parenting principles is like starting with the worldview. So like our worldview is how we see things. It's how we do things. And if faith is the primary thing, then it provides a worldview that shapes how we perceive the world and children's role in that world. It influences their beliefs about the nature of God, like his humanity. And I say humanity, even though God is a spirit, but because he sent Jesus in the flesh, therein lies the humanity and the purpose of life, which in turn informs their approach to parenting at some point. It plays a key role in our values. Like, faith provides a set of values and moral principles that guide parents in teaching right from wrong. Like, these values are rooted in the teachings of the Bible. And it helps parents instill qualities such as love, kindness, forgiveness, and integrity in their children. And then faith also plays a part in purpose, because it gives parents a sense of purpose in raising their children. They see parenting as a sacred responsibility entrusted to them by God, with the goal of raising children who honor him and contribute positively to society. And I'm a witness to that, because before, like I said, I never wanted to parent. I didn't want to be a parent. Even when I had my first child, Heaven, when I had her, it just felt so wrong, even though she was here, she was mine. I just felt so ill-equipped and unequipped to do it. Like, I didn't want to do it, but I didn't want to abort her. But at some point I did consider it. I won't lie. I considered it because I felt like, what kind of life is she going to come into? Because at that time in my life, I did not have it together. I was a mess, spiritually and emotionally, mentally. I was just a mess. And so I didn't want to bring her into that environment. But I had done something sinful, sex beyond marriage, and put myself in that situation. And so what do? In my mind, you deal with the consequences. And unfortunately, I saw her as a consequence as opposed to a blessing. I didn't see her as a blessing. I felt like this is what you get for having sex outside of marriage. And it just really, really became a daunting type of task for me. I felt uneasy. I was forlorn. I was depressed. I just didn't want it. But I had to you know, brace myself and just gear my mind up. Like, you're going to do this. Because what are you going to do? And so right when I got to the point where, okay, I'm going to just do this. And Lord, if you don't help me, there is no help for me. Right when I got to the point where I was at acceptance, she passed away. I thought, really, Lord? Like, you got me to this point and then she died? Like, are you kidding me right now? But it just made me realize, like, first of all, you do have the capacity to parent, but you will do it in God's timing and in His way. I never wanted to be a single parent. I never envisioned myself as a single parent. And so to be a single parent, because I am fostering and on the road to adoption, I feel like it's a different type of parenting when the Lord has called you to parent. It's different when we become a single parent because of our sin as opposed to God making us a single parent. Like, He literally sent this child to me in my single life, thereby making me a single parent. But it's different when I'm in sin and I make myself a single parent, because it becomes, in my mind, I feel like it became part of my identity. And that is the one thing that we have to help our children with, is identity. And I believe that faith shapes their identity by teaching them that they are loved and valued by God. I believe that this understanding of their identity as God's children can help them develop a strong sense of self-worth and purpose, which is something that I did not have at that time. I just didn't. I didn't have any self-worth, and I didn't value myself, which is why I was ending up in relationships where I was allowing men to take advantage of me, because I didn't know my worth. And you never want your child to not know their value and their worth. And so the other thing about faith is that it emphasizes the importance of community and relationships. Because if I had... let me backtrack. There's a pastor that I really, really love. He's from Singapore. His name is Joseph Prince. And he has this saying where he says, right believing produces right living. I never understood that. How does right believing produce right living? And so I asked the Lord that one day, and it came to me. If I had believed that I was valuable, like I was just previously speaking about teaching our children, if I had really believed that I was loved and valued by God and understood my identity in Christ, there's no way that I would have been sleeping with a man outside of marriage. A man who cannot understand my value, because the men that I mess with were not saved. Some of them claimed to be, but they weren't. There's no way I would have wasted my time with that. Excuse me, if I really understood, excuse me, the value that God had placed in me, I would not have ended up pregnant, because I would have, if I was going to sin, I would have at least protected myself, since I knew that I did not want to be a parent. But when you think that what you're doing for someone else will make them love you and value you, you end up in the worst of situations. And then on top of that, if you don't value and love you, I'm not really sure how we are expecting other people to do that, but we do. So anyway, I just feel like if I had really understood my value and I really had faith to believe what God said about me, that my life would have been different. But we want that for our children. We want their lives to be different. We don't want them to experience what we have experienced, whether we birthed them, adopted them, or we just took them in because they needed someone to call them their own. I feel like faith gives parents hope for the future, which is another thing that I did not have back then, but I have it now with my daughter Serenity. Like, I have hope for the future. I don't feel forlorn. Sometimes I feel stressed out, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I am stressed, like, what is happening? I need a vacation away from everybody, including her. But I love her, and I want her, and I don't reject her. But I feel like faith gives parents hope for the future. And knowing that God is at work in your child's life, and that he has a plan and a purpose for them, it gives you hope. So I feel like faith is one of the key components when it comes to raising our children. Because for one, it shapes their worldview, their values, their purpose, their identity, community, and hope. It gives us hope. It helps us to be joined to a community. It helps us to have a real identity. It helps us to understand purpose and value and worldviews. And so faith doesn't just help the child, it helps us. And so I feel like it shapes our parenting principles because it provides us all of these things that I just mentioned. Worldview, values, purpose, identity, community, and hope. And it's important because it gives parents a solid foundation on which to build parenting practices. It guides us in raising our children, who grow up to be loving, responsible, and faithful individuals. And that is what we want, because it is key to instilling biblical values at an early age. And so I pray that this has blessed you, and maybe you have learned something that you didn't know previously. I pray that in your journey of parenting, that the Lord would give you patience and love and hope and help, and that you would know that you can do this. With Christ, you can do it. It's the same thing I have to tell myself. I can do all things through Christ. I can do this. I literally can do this. If the Lord helps me. Now, outside of him, it's a done deal. But with him, it's the real deal. And so be blessed and know that you are favored. You are loved. The battle is the Lord's. And because Jesus loves you, you and your child, he loves you and your child, you will win. You will win. So be blessed, and thank you for stopping by my podcast.